Climate change, Greenland ice melt is accelerating. Greenland is losing ice 7 times faster than it was in the 1990s. The assessment comes from an international team of polar scientists who reviewed all the satellite observations over a 26-year period. They say Greenland's contribution to sea level rise is currently tracking what had been regarded as a pessimistic projection of the future. It means additional 7 centimeters of ocean rise could now be expected by the end of century from Greenland alone. This threatens too many millions more people in low-lying coastal regions at risk of flooding. It's estimated roughly 1 billion lives today, less than 10 meters above current high tide lines, including 250 million below 1 meter. Storms, if they happen against a baseline of higher seas, they will break flood defense, say Prof. Andy Sheffer of Lewis University. The simple formula is that around the planet, 6 million people are brought into a flooding situation for every centimeter of sea level rise. So when you hear about centimeter rise, it does have impact, he told BBC News. The British scientist is the co-lead investigator for LIMBY, the Science Sheet Mass Balance Inner Comparison Exercise. It's a consortium of 89 polar experts drawn from 50 international organizations. The group has reanalyzed the data from 11 satellite missions flown from 1992 to 2018. These spacecraft have taken repeat measurements of the ice sheet's changing thickness, flow, and gravity. The IMGE team has combined their observation with the latest weather and the climate models. What emerged is that the most comprehensive pictures yet of how Greenland is reacting to the Arctic's rapid warming. This is a part of the globe that has seen a 0.75 Celsius temperature rise in just the past decade. The IMGE assessment shows the island to have lost 3.8 trillion tons of ice to the ocean since the start of the study period. This mass is the equivalent of 10.6 millimeter of sea level rise, what is more than team finds an acceleration in the data. Whereas in the early 90s, the rate of loss was equivalent to about 1 millimeter per decade, it is now running at roughly 7 millimeter per decade. The IMGE team member of Dr. Ruth Turum is affiliated to the Danish Meteorological Institute. She said Greenland is losing ice in 2 main ways. One is by surface melting and that water runs up into sea. Ocean, and the other is by the calving of icebergs and then melting where the ice it is contact with the ocean. The long-term contribution from these two processes is roughly half and half. In an average year now, Greenland sheds about 250 billion tons of ice. This year, however, has been exceptional for its warmth. In the coastal town of Ilulissat, not far from where the mighty Jacob Schell Glacier enters the ocean, temperatures reached into the high 20 Celsius. And even in the ice sheet interior, its highest point, temperatures got to about zero. The ice loss this year was more like 370 billion tons, said Dr. Motram. Back in 2013, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, the authoritative body that reconciles all climate science, gave a mid-range projection for global sea level rise for about 60 centimeters by 2100. A mixture of ice melt had expansion of warming water. But when IMGE published its companion review in Antarctica in 2018, it found the white continent contribution by 2100 was likely being underestimated by 10 centimeters. Now for Greenland, IMGE is saying that the shortfall is 7 centimeters. The IPCC will have to incorporate these updates when it releases next major assessment reports, AR6, of Earth climate in a couple of years' time. Prof. René Forsberg from the Technical University of Denmark said, the IMGE exercise underlined the importance of flying satellites, especially those that can observe top of Greenland higher than 83 degrees north. Only 2 of the present fleet can, and one of those spacecraft is operating beyond its design life. Most of changes we've seen in Greenland has been in the west, south, and east, and now it has slowly moved to the north. So yes, the next satellite in the European Union, Copernicus program needs to go to higher latitudes, and this is being discussed by the EU and the European Space Agency. Forsberg told BBC News. The new satellite system, for the moment known as Crystal, but to be called Sentinel if it flies, would be a radar altimeter to measure the changing shape of Greenland. Amy's Greenland analysis is published in the journal Nature. Its release has been timed to coincide with the annual COP climate convention taking place this year in Madrid and with the American Geophysical Union meeting here in San Francisco, where leading Earth scientists have gathered.